Investment advisory services offered through Quality Senior Benefits. Jay Dorso and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered an investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Quality Senior Benefits. By contacting Quality Senior Benefits, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.
Coming up on today's show, we're going to celebrate the changing of the seasons and make sure that you don't get left out in the cold. Don't miss the special seasonal tips that we're going to go through that will maximize your financial success in your retirement. That and a whole lot more on today's show.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
If anyone pays attention to just what's going on in the world and the market in general, it looks like taxes are probably going to be coming higher for all of us in the future.
Understand the process and challenges of retirement planning.
Things really need to be a lot different than they've been the last 30 to 40 years of how you've had it set up.
A successful retirement doesn't happen by accident or luck.
Their income is already all set. Their expenses are already all set. But why not have even more of a cushion just in case life changes?
Welcome in to On the Money with Jay Dorso.
Seasonal retirement tips and actually looking at the seasons and what do they represent in retirement planning. On the Money with Jay Dorso. Jay is president of Quality Senior Benefits. Jay, over 28 years in the financial arena, and his area in the financial arena is a very important one, retirement planning. And that's what we've talked about for years on this show. Yeah, we're starting to get a little frost on the pumpkin now, Jay. Anyway, I do love fall. It's my favorite season. I don't know about you.
It's mine as well. And I think we're so fortunate in Connecticut that we do have an extended fall going on right now where it's just beautiful weather. I don't think anyone would be disappointed if you asked them how our weather's been the last month or so. And hopefully it can continue a little bit longer before that change of season does come in, which I don't think anyone looks forward to in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah. Jay, snowblower. You got it all ready to roll, serviced
no,
and everything?
Unfortunately, I don't, but I guess I need to.
Yeah. Well, we can't start with fall, though. We got to start with spring here and comparing. Let's look at spring. And Jay, you can tell us what spring represents in our financial life. And also, of course, it's the planting of the seeds.
It is, Dave. It kind of correlates with, I guess, the thinking of you start early in spring to reap the benefits of of your garden later during the year. Well, in retirement planning, the earlier you could start, yes, you will reap the benefits probably much better than other people because you have more time on your side. You're not stressed to get some plan, situated immediately. So the earlier the better in the retirement planning as well as the planting of the seeds for how we garden. And I don't think it's just Connecticut. It's anyone that's into gardening knows that the earlier you get these seeds going, the better success rate you'll have. It's no different in retirement planning. You got to start hopefully a little bit earlier. And if you haven't, it's okay. You know, you can like I don't plant seeds. I go to a garden, one of the places that sells them already established, and then I plant it in the ground. Well, my correlation of that and someone in retirement is someone who probably didn't get started early as they like to. It's okay. You can start now and move forward, and with my guidance and help, you will have a solid retirement plan. So don't feel like you're behind the ball, if you will. Just start the process of creating that plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll get to that again and when we get to the fall season in this segment. But don't forget, there are late season crops. You know, having been raised in the South, I'm well aware of two of those, collards and turnip greens. But there are others as well. So spinach, things like that. So we'll get to that. But yeah, that's perfect though. Planting the seeds. Now moving to summer. What would summer be in our financial lives?
It's kind of, to me, I'm relating it to, it's the growing season for a garden, which would mean in, I guess, a correlation with retirement planning is the growing of your investments and maximizing what you have and where it currently is being allocated. So it's that time to, always you have to look at everything you're doing, whether it's managing a garden or managing an asset throughout a course of retirement. I don't think, Dave, there's any such plant that you could just plant and walk away from and have great success. It's the same thing in retirement planning. You can't press a button and all of a sudden your plan is built and you never have to look at it. But there's going to be times of the year that may be a little bit more essential to evaluate it. And I relate this summer growth of, you know, of your garden to an annual review in terms of retirement planning, because you have to at least review once a year, if not more, where your assets are, your health insurance, your estate planning, your beneficiaries. These are the things I do with my personal reviews with my clients, is I keep everyone on track of everything in retirement planning. But the summer strategy of growth and maximizing definitely is similar to parts of your retirement planning.
More on the financial seasons with Jay Dorso coming up. But Jay, in whatever season you're in your financial life, and of course we're getting ready to pull into what we'll talk about fall in comparisons to that financial red zone, that's a good time to reach out to Jay and get a look at your retirement plan. 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. Call, or if you text, you just text the word quality to that number. All right, so now we're at fall. I mean, it seems like we could liken that to the financial red zone. Would you agree, Jay?
I would. The way I view fall in terms of retirement planning, it's the time to maybe rebalance and relook at everything and change allocations, because like I mentioned earlier, you don't just set it and forget it in the world of retirement planning. You're always going to want to be, you know, reharvesting, rebalancing, you know, going through the particulars of what maybe you already did, but just to make sure it's going in the right direction. And you have to maybe make some adjustments. You know, life changes, as we all know, throughout life. Once you get to retirement planning, it's not different. It will be changing. That's why you need to be adjusting as the changes are needed. You need to go into maybe some more detail of one product more than you did before. A good example, Dave, is a lot of times when people come to me for the beginnings of retirement planning, estate planning isn't really one of the first things that comes up. Even though it's a necessity you need to do, it's generally not one of the first few check-off items. It's more kind of later down the road. You're going to want to look into wills and trust and beneficiaries and protection of assets and things like that. So that's how, when you do this rebalancing at certain times, maybe that subject becomes more important after the plan has been started.
And you know, you talked about earlier, don't feel like it's too late to start saving for retirement. And we also mentioned that fall could be the time, if you think about it that way, with the late season crops. And fortunately, a lot of those late season crops are green, like spinach, lettuce, greens, representing money. You can, it's a good time that fall of your financial life to still save, and especially the opportunities that are there for you in the financial red zone.
That's right, Dave. You know, I hope these correlations help people just relate this to retirement planning, because there's a lot of things people have hobbies doing. I think gardening is one of them for people, and enjoying the wonderful seasons we have here in Connecticut. And the more people can relate that to their retirement planning, I just think they have a much better chance of success in their retirement planning.
So let's move now to winter. Winter is, I guess that's retirement, isn't it?
It would be. It would be that time where now this legacy plan is coming into effect. Maybe the income plan is coming into effect. You know, you're managing your withdrawals of how much income you would like to live on right now. Or Dave, you may have RMDs that could be starting at age 73. There's all these different, you know, it's different for everybody, but think of it as it's the time to use your money to start supplementing your life and maybe enjoying yourself with that money, because one of the challenges I've always seen in retirement planning, it's once you start have to spending and using the money you've saved, it's sort of uncomfortable for people because you're so used to saving and worrying about the future. Well, the future is now that you're in retirement planning, you need to now use it to your advantages. That's where incoming legacy planning become very important.
Absolutely. And in this time of your life, the winter of your life, which is long now, don't forget, longevity, it's a longer retirement for many. So in the winter, there's so many considerations that I know that you talk with people about there and addressing their concerns on, at some point I may need long-term care. I'm worried about my out-of-pocket healthcare costs. And you have strategies for all of that.
I do, Dave, and you have to, because where I'm different from any other advisor out there is I help people in all parts of retirement planning, not one piece of it. You know, I envision this puzzle that's got multiple pieces that are extremely important and has a border around the puzzle. That's retirement planning. You need to work with someone that understands every piece and how a border needs to go around it, because think about a puzzle without a border, it falls apart. Well, without the proper, type of legacy planning or type of estate planning, your retirement plan could fall apart too.
A lot to consider for the seasons of your financial life, and especially if you find yourself to be in the seasons where you're near retirement, getting that together. There's a lot to retirement planning. You don't have to go it alone. It certainly can seem overwhelming, but Jay can break it down for you. And I like the way Jay breaks it down, too, in a simple, easy-to-understand fashion. And then after meeting with you, puts it together in a very customized, comprehensive report he calls the On the Money Retirement Report. So you can call or text now, and this is a comprehensive review and the report opportunity for you, limited at no cost, no obligation.
One word, Dave, you said that just kind of I want to focus on it is simple. You know, if you would like to put together a retirement plan, or maybe you have one, you do need to make sure that it's simple, because I feel it's going to be hard enough to kind of follow it, let alone making it more complicated than it needs to be. My part of a retirement plan, that is a part of what I focus on, is did I make this simple for someone or did I make this more complicated? And I feel I've got a great way to keep it simple, and I want to show you how I keep things simple by offering you a report through the show that's called the On the Money Retirement Report. The reason I'm offering this to callers is that I think it's a great, simple, easy read. I don't use fancy words. I don't try to, confuse anyone. I try to clarify maybe what you have as a common, concern or maybe your own personal challenge, and I'm going to clarify that and make it easy to understand in a simple report. The report is something all you have to do is call our toll-free number that we mentioned throughout the show. If you can call it now, which I recommend you do, there's live people that will take your information. If you have to, pull over or do it in a little while, please do it as soon as you can, because there's a limited amount of these reports I do every week, because there is a lot of time involved in doing it, and I am the one that personally does it for every caller. I'm not handing this off to someone in my office. It's not pre-written on a computer. I'm going to find out what your challenges are or how I can help you, and I'm going to put together a simple, easy to read retirement planning report. There's no cost, no fee in any capacity. Just make the phone call as soon as you can. And again, call the toll free number as you hear throughout the show.
That number to reach Jay and get on his calendar is 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. You can text as well the word quality to 800-351-8836. Jay is a great coach also for those in the financial red zone, not yet retired, getting close, wanting to maximize their savings efforts, but also at the same time have that clear, defined savings goal when they see what their retirement plan can be. And it does he does shed a lot of light on that when you come in for this comprehensive review, and especially with the report, the On the Money Retirement Report, limited to 5 each week because of the time that Jay puts in this, and he doesn't want to rush through yours. He wants to put the same amount of time, in fact, love, into it. Just like when your mother would make your favorite food for your birthday. She cooked it with a lot of love. Well, Jay prepares this report with a lot of love and a lot of passion. And that is serious too. I'm sure you can tell that from the show. 800-351-8836. Speaking of love, coming up, a love letter with some very important advice to the generation that is critically behind in their retirement planning. We're talking Gen X, and Jay's got some Gen X strategies coming up.
We believe in better, a better way to invest, a better way to serve you, and a better result. We can help you determine how much risk you're taking, red flags that could be potential problems for you, how much you're paying in fees or commissions, potential tax liability, or even how to address Social Security. Call Jay Dorso and his team at Quality Senior Benefits at 800-351-8836 or text the keyword QUALITY to 800-351-8836. We've made it easy, folks. All you have to do is call or text the keyword QUALITY to 800-351-8836.
We are going to talk Gen X in this segment. And I'm so glad that Jay Dorso has devoted a segment to Gen X. In many ways, the forgotten generation, kind of sandwiched between two mammoth, monster generations, the boomers and the millennials. And there's Gen X in there. Can't forget about them. The Gen X generation, those born 65 to 80, the oldest is 59. Those born from 74 to 80 are clearly in the financial red zone. We're going to talk about good strategies for Gen X, and they're definitely seeing their challenges. We're reading about challenges Gen X is experiencing. So Jay is devoting this segment of On the Money to that. Jay Dorso, president of Quality Senior Benefits. You're probably a Gen Xer, Jay, right?
Yeah, I would fall into that.
Yeah. And so you realize that we do talk, rightly so, a lot about boomers here. But if you think about 59, the oldest Gen Xer is now reaching, and many of them have already turned 59 and a half. There are many ways that they can utilize catch-up contribution opportunities and open door, or more doors are open to them, at least in their strategies.
That's correct, Dave. There's certain ages that when you're in a retirement planning, you know, part of life, there's ages you do want to try to remember. 59 and a half is one of them because it opens up quite a few doors for, you know, in terms of movement of assets, for options that are maybe more comfortable for what you're trying to do. Age 50 is another one that opens up a door for extra contributions to plans, which is called a catch-up. So there's a lot of ages that I'm sure people are trying to understand and put together, but you have to set up this plan where you know now, okay, if I'm 57 right now, you have to have some kind of alert system that at 59 and a half, you know that these opportunities will arise. And just because you don't want to miss out on these ages as you now become closer to retirement.
Yeah, and you know, we mentioned challenges that Gen X faces, and not just Gen X. Of course, we're focusing on Gen X, many with debt. Reducing debt is one of your coaching features.
It has to be, Dave. You know, I don't think there's a person that would ever say, I want to go into retirement with quite a few debts to my name. I think it's the opposite. People feel much more comfortable going into retirement knowing there is no really large financial obligation of debt anymore. The mortgage is hopefully paid off or in the process of. No more student loans or co-signing of them. You know, it gets to a point in life where that debt really becomes, I think, weighs even more than it does as you're working, because when you're working and you have debt, you have income to help pay that debt down. The moment you get to retirement, people don't want to keep working. You want to live off of the money you've saved up in addition to other sources of income. It's very different. You know, you're not working extra hours to get a bonus to pay down the debt. You have a limited sources of income and you have limited means in a way. Debt becomes a lot different in when you're now retired. So I always try to pay down debt or get rid of debt. But it doesn't mean, Dave, you have to have no debt. It's just if you do, I do strategize with the clients to find a plan, comfortable plan to pay that down.
Many Gen Xers, and I've read that a lot of them, this is understandable too, their saving for retirement was a little bit delayed as the same way the 08 financial crisis hurt a lot of boomers that were very close to retirement, it also delayed the effort, savings efforts of Gen Xers. So how do you help them now that they're in the financial red zone, the oldest ones at least, in adjusting investment strategies?
Well, David, everything needs to be personalized. There's no general consensus that says, okay, this is what you need to do. It's really getting to know the client in depth. You know, what I've learned about this business in the time I've been doing it, which is a very long time, is the more I can understand and be in the life of my client, I can plan a lot better for them because I feel like I'm living it with them. And everyone's going to have a different goal. Everyone's going to have a different mix of stocks or bonds. Or anything that they're currently investing or even wanting to look into. It's just really figuring out how can I make the client's life better? How can I plan for them so they understand it easier or they just feel more comfortable? You know, one of the best feelings, Dave, I have is when people actually come in my office, and it's probably a weird analogy, but they cry as they're sitting with me. And I, not that it's a wonderful feeling to me, it's internally a wonderful feeling to know the crying is because they're relieved. They feel really good about me and helping them with their retirement planning. And when someone releases that emotion, it's amazing to me. It almost makes me cry, and it actually has, because I'm so connected to my clients that I know when they're comfortable. I know when they feel more confident or I've simplified their life. That's why it'll be different for each and every person. But this is why one of the reasons I love doing what I do for a living.
Well, and you are very passionate about that, and that's good. And I mean, it comes through on this show and now certainly with people when you're meeting with them one-on-one. So if you would like to have that experience talking to Jay about your retirement, and if you're in that financial red zone, what you need to be doing before you retire too, 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. You can call. You'll reach someone live right now, and their mission is to get you on Jay's calendar, a good time and day for you. You can text, though, quality also, to 800-351-8836. Obviously, you're talking to Gen Xers now. Are you hearing a lot of them thinking about they may need to delay retirement?
I do, but then I hear the opposites. I have people that, even though they know they probably should, are kind of thinking in a different way that they want to enjoy life younger than maybe in later life of retirement. I always ask people a lot of times is money more important to you now, or would it be more important to you at age 85? Most people are going to respond where it's more important to them now, and that kind of indicates to me that person is probably thinking about retirement planning earlier in their life. Or if they do say, I'm more concerned about 85 and older, to me it seems like they're going to be more focused on maximizing everything they can because they're concerned about that money, you know, at an older age of life. Everyone's different, but that's why it's me figuring out what makes someone tick, basically. I don't have magical questions. I don't have a magical anything. It's just getting to know someone, asking the right questions, and then formulating that personalized plan that works for that person's life.
You know, and to Gen X, I'd call them the forgotten generation earlier, but in many ways they're a buffer generation, especially the older boomers. Many of them did enjoy a pension, at least for a portion of their career. If you look at the Gen Xers, they're really the first generation to kind of be private sector, for the most part, pensionless. And a lot of things, too, may not be as attractive for Gen Xers as they were for at least older boomers, like, for instance, long-term care insurance. So they do have legitimate concerns, whether it's health care or creating that personal pension or long-term care protection.
It's true, Dave. You know, there's different vehicles at different times in someone's life that are probably better suited. Back in the day, long-term care was a huge concern for a lot of people, and it still is, but there's different vehicles today that can help people pay for that and absorb the cost of it, which are, I think, better for people today than they were before. So it all depends. I have spoke to people that just say, I'm not concerned about going into a nursing home for whatever those reasons were. Then it's the opposite. I have people that, you know, live alone, let's say, that don't have kids. That is a very big concern because they don't have anyone to rely on. That's why long-term care planning is always going to be a part of a retirement plan, but the client will tell me how they feel about it, where the priority falls, and how I need to plan accordingly to that. But that is one of the things that we're always going to talk about.
looking at Gen X here with Jay Dorso and what needs to be considered. So, well, any generation would need a budget or a spending plan. That certainly probably helps ease some of their concerns, having that.
It does, Dave. You know, when someone's got the confidence and comfortable feeling of knowing this plan makes sense, you know, and I ask people that question is, how do you feel about it? Does it make sense? Again, no magical phrases I'm asking. I really want to know, is this what you're envisioning? Does this make you feel more comfortable about your own retirement? And it's just, you know, it's handcrafting these particular needs and strategies for each and every client. And there, it's a challenge, Dave, but this is the challenge I chose to do for a living. I enjoy doing it for a living, and I feel like it's something I was meant to do because the plans I put together, I see what happens to people's lives, and it makes me feel wonderful. There's nothing that I can ever replace that feeling of helping someone go from a very confused state of retirement planning to a very comfortable, you know, confident, you know, place that they know they're going to be okay.
Well, whether you're a Gen Xer or a boomer, you're welcome to come in, meet with Jay, and at no cost, no obligation, it's available now.
Dave, the reason I want to try to get people to just take this next step is that, you know, I'll give you a great example. We rescued a cat about a year ago in our apple orchard, which is behind our house. It took us so long to try to rescue the cat because it didn't want to be rescued. But the moment we rescued it, he's been a wonderful cat in our family and is a big part of our life. The point of that is that sometimes people don't, you know, they may fight this. Oh, I don't need to do a retirement plan now, or I've got time. But I think if you were to just take that step forward, you know, get to know someone like me that will show you how to do this and make you feel this confidence, it's worth the next step. That next step is really going to be just pick up a phone. Call the toll-free number that we mentioned throughout, you know, Dave will mention it again before we close out the segment. Call it. Call it as soon as you can, because we only do so many spots a week. I'm the one that actually does it for each caller. That's why I do put the limit of 5 people per show, because I can do it, but I really can't do more than that and keep the quality of these reports. And I'm not going to jeopardize the quality of the reports in any way. I know my reports help people. I know they make people feel better. I know they clarify what they need to do. And at the end of it, Dave, there's no charge for anyone. There's no cost or obligation. You have to pick up a phone and call a toll-free number or text the number as well. Take that next step. I think once you do and you get this information I'll provide to you, I'm very confident you will enjoy the time it took for you to do this. So if you're interested, please call the toll-free number.
It is 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. You can call or you can text. The word quality, if you text, 800-351-8836. Yeah, Jay dedicated that segment to Gen Xers, but there are a lot of unretired or nearing retired baby boomers as well. And even if you are retired, this is also a great second opinion to come in to meet with Jay initially with the information gathered by Jay during this meeting. Jay putting together this customized report for you. He calls it the On the Money Retirement Report, and it is your On the Money Retirement Report. He customizes each and every one. He puts a lot of time into it, and that's why he limits it. So be one of the 5 to call in and get this review with Jay, a sit-down with Jay, and then the report that follows. Not immediately, because it takes him some time to put it together, but you get it. 800-351-8836. No cost, no obligation. 800-351-8836. Call or text quality. Coming up, we all know the song by the Eagles, Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Could that line describe a financial trap in retirement? You want to avoid those. We'll talk about it next.
Such a blow to invest. Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Jay Dorso, host of Financial Safari, 800-351-8836, or text QUALITY to 800-351-8836. We've made it easy for you to take advantage of this fantastic offer. All you have to do is call or text QUALITY to 800-351-8836.
J.
Jay Dorso is a hero, too, a retirement-focused financial advisor and a hero. He just shared the story with us about how he rescued a cat. When he first said rescued, I thought he meant adopted it, but he really did rescue the cat. We're going to get into making sure you avoid the traps of retirement. Don't get yourself in a trap of retirement in this segment of On the Money with Jay Dorso. Jay, president of Quality Senior Benefits. His name is how you can find him online, his website, jaydorso.com, J-A-Y-D-O-R-S-O. So, yeah, in many ways, we can tie the cat you rescued. And you're right. You said the cat... acted like maybe it didn't want to be rescued, but it just wasn't sure what you were trying to do and that you were helping the cat.
And that, correct. So yeah. Hopefully, you know, the point of that was sometimes people don't realize they need to, you know, to make a change or they don't realize that what's happening isn't going to be in their best interest down the road. And that's what I learned from rescuing our cat is that at first, you know, he hesitated. It did not want to, you know, did not want to be rescued in the apple orchard behind the house. But once we were able to do it, you know, he's been a big part of our family. We love him to death. And I know I changed his life for the better, as I do for my clients that take that next step and want someone to guide them. I know how effective my planning has been and will be for those people.
Well, that was certainly a trap, no doubt, that cat was in. And let's look at retirement traps. What are some of the common retirement traps that retirees should be cautious of?
You know, there's a lot of them, Dave. You know, there's certain traps that I feel are, you know, and I don't know if trap is the right word I'm trying to phrase, but it's really hidden, you know, not knowing the full details. So I guess it is a trap because you don't know a trap is coming. But a lot of the traps that I see are there are certain annuities that have extremely high fee bases that for some reason people that have them, advisors don't want to point it out or share it with them or be transparent about it. When all the bad talk about annuities happen, which is rightfully so with certain annuities, they're all the same ones. They're all these very high fee based accounts that are not safe and protected to the market. We talk about them a lot on the show, but I would say in terms of long-term strategies, that is the biggest trap people fall into because, Dave, guess what's the highest commissionable vehicle I can represent to a client? One of these hidden fee-based variable annuities. Mm-hmm. And in all my years of doing this, I've never represented one. I never will because I understand them too well. And at the end of the day, I'm not helping a client. I'm making the most commission possible. And whenever that happens, Dave, it's never good for the client. It's only good for the advisor. So that's a trap you need to avoid is not understanding the true pros and cons of variable annuities.
No, no doubt that's a trap. There are many, many traps and we can get into more of those that you don't want to fall in your retirement. And what are some protective measures? What are some ways you help people, like you did the cat, now either avoid the traps or to get out of it?
You know, it's really just trying to figure it out. Because I had a client the other day, it's very, you know, real situation that she had a variable annuity. Broker never told her there were hidden fees or there was lost potential when the market went down. She brought in a statement and there was a certain amount of liquid money in there that we could move out that she was comfortable with. And I put her in something that made much more sense for her, that protected her money, eliminated her fees, allowed her to use the money as soon as possible if she wanted to. So it's really just trying to dive into the particulars of it because normally I can always figure out a vehicle or a process or a solution to get people out of these contracts that they had no idea were set up that way. But it really just depends.
Well, it depends on, and also too with you, I mean, everyone's different. So there are a lot of dependings here with your retirement planning. That's what Jay cuts through when he meets with you. To highlight and to spotlight some of the red flags that he sees and corrective measures. 800-351-8836 to come in and meet with Jay. Call or text if you texted simply the word quality to 800-351-8836. So what are some strategies retirees can use to ensure that they're not stuck in underperforming investments?
I think, Dave, the best strategy is actually just reviewing what is going on in your account. And I feel, Dave, the best time to review any of this stuff is not looking at the statement only when the market is up. I think you've got to go back and really look at it when the market was down. That is the best indication of your volatility, of your loss potential. I can help you figure out the fees that you probably aren't aware of. Because, Dave, even if you look at your own 401k today, I don't think you'd be disappointed because you'll see there's a positive return. But go back to December 2022, which was a bad year for pretty much everyone in a 401k, see what it did for you. And if you haven't made adjustments since 2022 and you lost 20 or 25%, you may lose 25 to 30 or 40% if it gets worse again. And if you don't like how that sounds, you need to reallocate. You need to maybe move your money to a vehicle that's better suited for people in retirement. So there's a lot of ways to just adjust the risk, you know, and I feel the better I can educate people on the risk and see how they feel about it, you know, that to me is how you plan for someone. It's not just saying, well, this product is better for you. Number one, if you hear that, you're being sold a product. You don't want to be sold anything in a retirement plan. You want to work in conjunction with someone like me and put the plan together that works for what your needs are. There's not a magical product that's going to change your retirement. It's a complete in-depth plan that will change your retirement.
Looking at traps in retirement, another is dwindling purchasing power. How do you factor in inflation, which actually is the cause of that?
It's tough, Dave, because, you know, when you go off of historical inflation, it's always between 2 to 2.5%, let's say. The last couple years, we all know it's nowhere near 2.5%. It's been a lot more than that, and it can't, you don't know when it's going to happen, but when I plan for someone in the very beginning of a plan, I'm already factoring in what has just happened before it happens, because what if it does? If it does happen, and it as it did, if you don't have this properly planned in your retirement, you're taking step backwards in your retirement. So what I do, Dave, is I almost use a worst case scenario when I plan for someone's retirement. And if you're comfortable with how that looks, you'll never be disappointed in anything going forward. But there's a lot of advisors that make it, you know, they don't plan for the worst in mind. They plan for exactly what's going on, or they'll say, this is what happened the last 10 years in the market, so most likely it'll happen for you going forward. You can't honestly say that. There's no guarantee of a past performance for the future. It's an opinion. It's not a fact. You've got to put your, you know, you got to put your retirement plan with someone that gives you facts, someone that backs up everything they say. Don't go off of past performance as other advisors or, you know, estimations. That is a sales pitch. Don't fall for a sales pitch. Fall for someone that truly is educating you, going into the depths of everything of where you are, educating you, and figuring out something together that will work for your retirement.
And finally, in looking at traps, this is something I guess the trap would be maybe, of course, Jay wants you to be comfortable in your retirement, but you don't want to get so comfortable that you forget about the need for reviews. How do you keep people engaged?
The way we do that, Dave, is we just remind people. You know, I tell them if we're going to work together, and again, it's a mutual decision when we sit down with a client to get to know each other. It's a commitment, and part of that commitment is I want to talk to you at least once a year or more. And Dave, I've never had someone tell me no. If anything, they ask, can we do maybe more than one? Which, of course, I'm always open to that. But it's kind of, you know, putting it down in the very beginning. I don't want to sell financial products for a living. I want to create customized retirement plans that last for the life of someone in retirement. And the only way to do that, Dave, is you have to be in touch with your clients constantly, which we are. We do newsletters. We do client appreciation events. We do, you know, the yearly reviews, if not more. So no one has ever felt that I've ever talked to that it's not a good idea to do that. So usually it's from the very beginning, it's an agreement that we all feel comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean, Jay's process, I mean, he ultimately, for so many in Connecticut, has become their retirement partner. And it's, of course, it goes back to that first meeting, creating that report for them deciding to go forward with him, building the plan together, and then reviews. Well, You don't have to go forward with Jay. There's no obligation to this. There's no cost to this. But there is the opportunity for that sit down with Jay and your very own on the money retirement report, and you can call in or text and claim yours now.
Dave, I just really feel fortunate about where I've gotten to in my life in financial planning. And I feel fortunate because I gravitated to an industry that I had a passion for. I still enjoy every day. And I think my passion gets bigger. And I want to try to help people get to a point where they almost have a similar passion, not in the structure of it, but in the passion of living their life in retirement. I want them to truly wake up in retirement and not worry. Know everything's going to be okay. Have this feeling of freedom. And the way to do that is when you become a partner with me in a retirement planning, this is how I do make people feel. I put together customized retirement plans for each and every person. No retirement plan will look similar to another client because they're all 100% different. I'm an independent advisor, which means any company that represents any kind of service in retirement planning, I'm certified and licensed to help you. You'll get an unbiased look of everything. But before we get to that point, let me just give you something I think that can help you, which I call it the On the Money Retirement Report. I just want to provide you something that can show you from the very beginning, no cost, no obligation, that I am probably the most unique financial advisor you're going to meet when it comes to your retirement planning. And I want to prove it to you. I don't want to just say it. I want to prove it to you. I'm going to give you a report that no one else offers, only me. I'm the one that's going to do it for you. So it's customized by me for you. All you have to do is call our toll-free number. We mention it quite a bit, and I know we'll do it again. Pick up the phone now if you possibly can, because I can only do 5 of these reports a week. And I want to make sure if you're the right person who needs this report right now, you're one of the 5. Pick up the phone and call our toll-free number as soon as you can.
And that is 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. You can text as well. That's the word quality. If you text, someone gets back with you. If you call in during the show, you reach someone who's like, yes, thank you so much. What's a good time for you to sit down with Jay? They're not getting into this with you when you call in. They're setting the appointment for Jay for you to claim this review and this On the Money Retirement Report. 800-351-8836. 800-351-8836. Call or text quality. 800-351-8836. Every week, Jay devotes a segment of the show to answering listener questions and addressing concerns and sharing many of the concerns that he hears in his meetings. That's what we'll do straight ahead. Jay Dorso is On the Money.
Getting the right retirement strategy suited to your unique needs and desires is hitting the bullseye. You can say, I nailed it. You actually should say, we nailed it. Because there's a firm right there with you putting together the pieces of your very own retirement puzzle. It's a bullseye plan for you. Call Jay Dorso at 800-351-8836 or text quality to 800-351-8836. That's 800-351-8836 or text quality to 800-351-8836.
You know, the great thing about meeting with Jay Dorso is he welcomes your questions. They are important, and he does welcome them. He even has questions for you, certainly, to better learn you and how you see your retirement. That's what makes that meeting with Jay so comprehensive. We are going to cover questions here in this segment of On the Money with Jay Dorso. Jay helping people in Connecticut getting to retirement, getting through retirement from his offices of Quality Senior Benefits. He's been in the financial arena for years, and he's very passionate about his area of focus, that is retirement planning. Well, let's start out questions with one from Danbury. Jay, saying this, a coworker recently used the phrase mega backdoor Roth IRA, and I pretended to understand, but in reality, I was completely confused. I've heard you talk about Roth conversions on the show, but a mega backdoor Roth IRA, is this even a real thing?
I like the question because It sounds like you should know what it means, but most people don't. But what it, to break it down, mega, think of it as big. So when you have a Roth IRA, there's certain limits that you can contribute on an annual basis. You know, every year there's a certain modified gross adjustment number. Mega means you basically make more than that, but you still want to contribute to a Roth IRA. The only way to do it is you have to do it through what's called the mega backdoor Roth IRA. It allows high earners, you know, higher than the average limit, mega, more, that you can normally couldn't put money in a Roth, but now you could. So there are strategic ways in the tax strategy that we help clients with that I will help you better understand. Do you qualify for this? And if you do, what are the pros and cons if you were to do it? But it is a real thing. You could probably even get this on Google or even ChatGPT if you wanted to, but it is a real thing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I have heard of that too. Thank you for the description, because you see, that's a perfect example of how, retirement planning can seem overwhelming, because, you know, I've heard of definitely backdoor Roth, but now we've got the mega backdoor Roth.
All right. All these new words and products that come out.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for the question from Danbury. Here's Litchfield. I'm 50. I make $65,000 a year, and my company does not offer a 401k plan, but I recently opened a Roth IRA with a contribution of 10% of my paycheck. Is this a good investment for me? And how much can I expect to make in 10 years when I'm planning to retire?
Interesting, Dave. We've had two Roth IRA questions back to back.
Taxes, yes.
Which I think that there's a theme here, which I think people are really maybe trying to better understand Roth IRAs and the benefits of them. You know, perfect world, Dave, if you can rewind time 30 years ago to when people started working before thinking about retirement, if there were Roth IRAs available and if they were educated the right way, 100% of the time you would have chosen Roth IRA for the future. But sadly, they have not been around forever. Even as they come around or been around, a lot of companies don't offer Roth 401ks. And when it comes to a Roth IRA, you can independently do that, but there's a lot of confusion on how to do it. What's the pros? What's the cons of it? But I think in this caller situation is because they're not getting, as you mentioned, a 401k at their current employer, they want to create their own IRA that they can use as a, quote, 401k for themselves. What they're doing is by far the best strategy they can do, because Roth IRA simply just means you pay tax on the money you're putting into it today, but in the future, as it hopefully grows and as you take money out of it, that would be the main benefit. It would come out completely tax-free. But there's a drawback on it. The drawback on it is the moment you open up a Roth IRA or even a Roth 401k, you have a 5-year restriction that you cannot take that money out tax-free. So as long as you don't truly need the money out of this for 5 years, there's nothing better than a Roth 401k if you have one at work, or creating your own Roth IRA outside of work. So I think this caller did a great job in what they're doing, and I think they should just continue doing exactly what they're doing, fund that Roth IRA going forward for the remainder of those years they're going to be working.
And at 50, and we talked about, you're a Gen Xer, and you're also one of those Gen Xers in the financial red zone. Come in and talk to Jay. Take a moment of your time, some of your time, to see what your retirement could look like, because you said you're planning to retire in 10 years. 800-351-8836 to get on Jay's calendar. 800-351-8836. You can text also quality to that number. Darianne. My mother-in-law is 61, near retirement age, and she has savings but nothing invested in the way of employer plans, IRAs, etc. The initial plan has been to live within her means and rely on Social Security. Could she invest in bonds or maybe an index fund, or is there a structured plan you'd recommend?
Well, let's break this down, Dave, because I think what this caller's thinking about is kind of the, maybe what the average thoughts of most people have, but let's break it down. They want to look at maybe investing into bonds. Let's go back historically. historically, bonds have always been a safety measure, usually in a portfolio, that you have less of bonds and then you do, you have more of stock, which is more risk. But there's been a real odd change the last 2.5 years. The bond market has been completely negative for 2.5 straight years. It's never happened. I don't know if it's going to continually to happen or if the bond market will come back. But if you went off of the historical charts of, you know, this is the past performance, you'd been very disappointed if you had a lot of money in bonds the last 2.5 years. Now, they're thinking about an index fund. And when it comes to investing, I think index funds are one of the best funds out there if you're okay with risk. Because an index fund is a, basically mirrors the overall stock market, and depends on which index fund you get. Most people do something related to the S&P 500 because it's the largest index in the world. And when the market moves, about 80% of the companies in that move are in the S&P 500. So if someone would like risk, maybe more gain potential, yes, a index, you know, S&P 500 variation would be very well. But right now, in what that caller asking for, they're 100% at risk. Bond market's losing money. Stock market could lose money and will lose money at some point in the future. So I think they need to get a different approach than stocks and bonds. And as an independent financial advisor, I will help them look at a lot of other vehicles that offer safety, guaranteed growth, guaranteed withdrawals. I just think where this person is in life at 61, not having anything saved up, it's not about the gamble to get ahead. It's about doing the right thing now so they have money as they live for the rest of their life in retirement.
And you can tell your mother-in-law or come in with your mother-in-law with Jay, 800-351-8836. Winstead, what is a good rule of thumb to use when it comes to budgeting for long-term care insurance?
You know, it's a concern, Dave, and I think it is definitely a concern for most. It's just understanding what are the pros and cons of long-term care policies, and are they affordable? Do they go up in price? Can I get my money back? Because back in the day, long-term care plans, I think, you know, they were great for the person that went into a nursing home for over 90 days and sadly would never leave. But that's not a gigantic percentage of people. I feel back in the day, long-term care companies made a lot of money offering these kind of products to clients, but they didn't really redeem a lot of them because of the restrictions on that. When it comes to the newer variations of long-term care plans today, there's what's called hybrid policies, which means they come with money back guarantees. They come with cash payments for home care, not just 90 days or more in institutional living. So there are better vehicles today than ever before, and they're easier to qualify for. But when it comes to the rule of thumb of budgeting, there's no magical number because I don't know what the expenses of this person have on a daily basis. I don't know what their income averages in retirement. I think you'd have to handcraft the budget for the right person. Whatever the budget is, though, Dave, I can find the vehicle that will help them feel more comfortable about this, but I don't think there's just a magical number that you should budget because I don't know your life in more detail.
Well, come in, talk with Jay. The opportunity is now. Final one on this week's show to be one of the five for this comprehensive review where you will get that on-the-money customized retirement report at no cost, no obligation.
I just want to paint a picture, Dave, for the person that may be hesitating on doing the next step. And I get it. There's a lot of shows out there. There's a lot of people that claim they can help you. It's really hard to take the next step when you're unsure about it. I just want to give you that comfortable feeling of knowing I've been doing this business a very long time. I'm on the Better Business Bureau. I have Google reviews. I have a book. I have a website. I've got all the credentials that you need to have someone guide you in the proper direction. And I know it's just hard to sometimes make that call. I'm just encouraging you to do it because look at the worst case scenario. I'm going to offer you a report that will guide you a little bit better than where you are right now in some capacity, clarify maybe some confusion you have, and I'm going to give you this report at no cost. There's no obligation. I'm not going to reach out to you after you get a report from me. I'm just trying to give you something I feel can be helpful to you. And I'm doing it in a way that no other show show does what I do. I am the one that's creating this report for each caller. It's not passed off to a staff member. These are not sitting on my computer that I click send just to build up a database. I actually take the time to get to know you before I create this report. I want to get to know you because that's the purpose of a customized personal report, is helping you. And I just know that from my experience of doing this, I've helped a lot of people feel just more comfortable in the very beginning of the process to take that next step. That's all I'm trying to do, is give you something I feel will make you more comfortable about maybe when the time is right, sitting down with me or, you know, providing a little bit more information about your life. This is just the initial stages. Let me help you understand your life better in retirement planning. Call our toll-free number. There's 5 spots a week, as Dave mentioned, so they do fill up. Don't hesitate on this. And again, I understand it's hard to make the next step, but I'm trying to hopefully make you feel comfortable that if you do, I think you'll be very happy that you did.
And 800-351-8836 to get on Jay's calendar for this, a great investment of your time, but no cost, no obligation. Call or text quality, 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. We had that question about the mega backdoor Roth, Jay, and I just for kicks, I asked ChatGPT to write a short story on mega backdoor Roth. I won't read the whole thing, but I did email it to you. But it does open with, once upon a time in the bustling city of Financeton lived a high income earner named Max. Max was a tech entrepreneur in his mid-40s, enjoying the perks of a successful career. But with success came one pressing concern, how to grow his retirement savings without being hit by steep taxes. And then the story goes on. But it's
that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Thanks for that question about mega backdoor Roth. And they were like, yeah, I kind of acted like I knew what it was, but is that a real thing? And Jay had the answer for us, as he does every week on this show. Really good strategies. And for addressing your concerns, whether they're taxes or health care or income in retirement, he will talk to you about it. Again, 800-351-8836. Call or text quality to that number. And we'll see you next week with Jay Dorso. Jay is on the money.
Investment advisory services offered through Quality Senior Benefits. Jay Dorso and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered an investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Quality Senior Benefits. By contacting Quality Senior Benefits, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.
Coach P Radio.